Let me just give you a chance if any HER2 questions you want to throw out to them. Patricia, anything?
Is this just an East Coast, West Coast thing, or do you use the ACTHP in what subset of patients as opposed to using TCHP?
We have so little data with ACTHP that I wouldn't even know how to advise a patient.
Okay.
I realize there's an East Coast, West Coast thing, but what I try and do is work out the data with patients. So when I sit down with a patient and talk about the regimens available, I'll talk to them about FECTHP, ACTHP, which I know is commonly recommended by some practices, but without much data, TCH, and then the 006 study looking at anthracycline versus non-anthracycline. And we do not have data at this point to tell us that an anthracycline adds anything to a taxane-based, trastuzumab-based regimen, except for toxicity. We had more data presented at ASCO from the TRAIN 2 study looking at this question of TCHP versus anthracycline. There was no difference. In fact, the trend was in favor of PCR, again, neoadjuvant, take it for what it's worth. It was in favor of the non-anthracycline-based regimen. So where I think I use it and where I advise patients, two situations, pregnancy, start out with AC because we have the most safety there. And in patients who we start the non-anthracycline and they're progressing or not having an adequate response. And then I think you have done the experiment, you've proven it's resistant, and I think the use of an anthracycline is perfectly appropriate.